MySo, new software effective, faster than previous Q study process, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. MySo has concluded that Pearl Street's Sugar automation software is an effective alternative to the power flow simulations it used to conduct to identify network upgrades for generation projects in the queue. MySo released an analysis comparing the software's ability to pinpoint upgrade needs for new generation entering the system with MySo's previous analyses on the 2021 cycle of generation proposals. The RTO said Sugar performed at a 99.23% match rate with minimal deviations. When searching for thermal constraints, a 100% match rate with some extra identified constraints, when looking for flow gate limits, and a 99.3% match rate when spotting voltage issues with justified minor violations. Ahead of the analysis, MySo said Sugar would have to identify at least 98% of constraints uncovered through its legacy analyses to be considered a success. MySo said across all three comparisons, thermal, flow gate, and voltage, Sugar results aligned with MySo studies 99.2% of the time. MySo is using Pearl Street's Sugar software to screen generation projects and perform the first phase of studies in the queue. It's betting the tech startup's assistance with conducting studies can dramatically accelerate its years-long queue processing. Austin, Texas-based software company Enverus acquired Pearl Street in March. The RTO plans to start the first phase of studies on the 2023 batch of project proposals in July. It won't begin analyzing 2025 entrants until the end of the year. MySo hopes to have all projects in those cycles striking interconnection agreements over 2026. With the still-in-progress 2022 cycle proceeding in the second quarter, 2023 in the third quarter, and 2025 by the end of 2026. MySo skipped acceptance of a 2024 Q class altogether. Throughout 2024, it delayed kickoff of studies on the 123 gigawatts of projects that entered the queue in 2023, while Pearl Street assisted with modeling. MySo study region queue caps and project submittals as of April 2025. The East ITC study region has exceeded its queue cap. MySo, the RTO hasn't processed a new queue cycle in more than a year, saying it needs to introduce study automation and implement a megawatt cap to make processing requests less daunting. MySo found that Sugar completed the first phase of interconnection studies faster while estimating similar costs for network upgrades. MySo said while it spent 686 days to ultimately estimate $13.36 billion in upgrades for the 2021 Q cycle of projects, Sugar estimated $13.25 billion for the same batch of projects within 10 days. MySo staff at an April 22 interconnection process working group said Sugar provided a good match for the RTO's longer-form interconnection studies. These results confirm that Sugar can be utilized in MySo's first definitive planning phase, or DPP studies, with minimal impact to stakeholders, while also providing significantly increased speed in conducting MySo DPP Phase 1 studies, MySo wrote in its analysis. MySo said Sugar results are in excellent agreement with MySo's previous study process regarding flow gate project assignments. When hunting voltage constraints, MySo said Sugar landed on 102 of the 103 constraints it previously identified while reporting 6 more that didn't turn up in MySo studies. MySo said the additional constraints Sugar called out are deemed acceptable within the bounds of engineering judgment. MySo also said Sugar noted 259 of the 261 thermal constraints MySo previously reported. The RTO said it expected small deviations in the output of different power flow tools. Meanwhile, one MySo region already has surpassed MySo's newly enacted 50% of peak load annual interconnection queue cap. The East ITC study region, which contains Michigan's Zone 7, exceeded the cap at 29 submittals at 10.52 gigawatts. Any other projects that hoped to enter under the 2025 cycle now must queue up for the 2026 cycle. MySo has been allowing projects to line up for 2025 queue processing since last year. Its cap for the 2025 queue cycle is nearly 78 gigawatts. So far, MySo has recorded 154 project submissions at 41.64 gigawatts. At the April 22 meeting, John Liske of the Citizens Utility Board of Michigan said the resources that entered before the East Region's cap was exceeded contain a large amount of gas capacity, which could violate Michigan's renewable energy standard of 50% by 2030 and 60% by 2035.